He knows I'll be waiting for him the moment he gets home from work. He knows because he told me to be in my spot at 4 p.m. even though he doesn't get home until 5. So I sit for an hour with my hands in my lap, my gaze focused down. I want so badly to look at the door or the clock, anticipating when he'll arrive. But I don't. He wouldn't want me to. Sometimes he's late. Sometimes he's very late, but I never move. I wait for him. Sometimes I wait so long that I feel myself starting to swell, starting to get hot and wet between my legs, knowing what he's going to do to me. Sometimes I wonder if he makes me wait even longer on purpose. I wonder if he's toying with me. But I'm his. I'm his toy. I'm his little pet. I'm his good girl. I exist solely for him. I exist to please him, to hear his praise. I want nothing more than a gentle coax, a stroke of my hair, a gentle and warm bath. But I also want more. I want his hands on me. I want his breath to graze my skin. But what I want most is his cock. I want his cock pressing lightly, toying with my pussy as he teases me blindfolded. These are all of the things I think about as I wait. 4 o'clock. I wait. I wait for his voice, commanding and strong, to come through the door and say, "Hello, good girl. Have you been good today?" I wait for his command to stand and strip, or to lay on the bed, or to turn around and present myself for him. Whatever he wants. Most days he wants me on my knees, crawling for him, crawling towards his cock. My eyes gaze hungrily as I approach, and he loosens his belt, unzips his fly, and pulls it out in front of me. Oh, it's so big, so thick, and he lets me take it in my mouth. This is my reward for being his. I wrap my mouth around his length, teasing and toying until he's had enough and decides to get rough with me. He grabs a fistful of my hair and puts the other hand on the back of my neck. "Good girls like full mouths, don't they?" he asks me. I nod my head. "Yes, sir. Please stuff my mouth." He presses his cock past my lips, and my mouth is his. His cock is so hard in my mouth. He shoves it in and out. He knows I'll relax my throat for him. He knows I'll swallow everything. Oh, he tastes so good. eyes roll to the back of his head and he lets out a moan. It's the moan I live for. The moan of knowing that I've pleased him. And he comes deep down the back of my throat. That moment after makes me so happy. I've pleased him. He has marked me. I'm his. I'm his toy. I'm his little pet. I'm his good, good girl. I exist solely for him.